Hi there, and welcome to the first instalment of Universally Speaking, the new podcast at Meridian. I'm Gemma Papworth, and I am lead oracy at the school, and I'm also head of Worldviews and PSHE. And with me, I have
the other Gemma Singleton, the Northern Gemma, as I like to be known. I'm a deputy head teacher here at Meridian High School, and I feel that this is a great opportunity for us to really explore why we want to do this and why we think it's really important for our students. So I think I'm going to pose the first question to Gemma. How did this come about?
So as many of us know, we've been doing some Meridian talks for the last year, and it was while I was working with some then year nine girls, they started to kind of ask, well, can we make this into more than just a talk? And can we sort of start to, we really want to share some of the ideas that we've got, and they really got into it. And it was something that kind of sat within my mind for a little while. And then it sort of, having mentioned it to you, Gem, and also sort of to Amy, it was something that Amy felt was really, really important, sort of because we want to give the students a voice. They've got some amazing things to say, some great ideas that I think sometimes we don't listen to, or we don't feel we've got the time to listen to. And it, I just feel that it's something they've wanted. It's something we're really excited about. So it's kind of grown from there, really.
I think what's really nice and what's been lovely to see in sort of this growth and this development of whole school oracy is that it is a key driver for us here, because it's, we started with the idea that if students can say it, they're more likely to be able to write it within their lessons. That's going to help them towards their exams. But actually, I think they've learned so much more from becoming so much more confident within being able to articulate themselves, whether that be in a lesson, whether that be for different audiences, if I'm quite honest. And I think that driver of oracy has just led to this natural evolution. But yeah, I would say a little cheeky plug, if you do want to see some of the Meridian talks, they are on our website, so please go and have a look. And if you want to get involved in them, please come and find myself or Miss Papworth, because we're really up for it. But I want to draw in on what you said about the opportunity, and it's something that Amy Anderson said that I think resonated with me, but also resonated with a lot of staff, is it is an opportunity to give our students and our staff, to be quite honest, a voice to discuss issues that are really close to them, that are important to them, and that actually they're heard by a much, much wider audience, such as their family, their friends, their community, and people that we share this with. So for me, I think oracy is really important and a life skill that's going to benefit our kids moving forward.
I think one thing that I found really powerful and really exciting is, since we kind of mentioned this, or you mentioned it in briefing, the amount of staff that have come to see me and show interest. They might not have an idea yet of what they want to say, but they're really interested in doing this. And having mentioned it to a few students as well, again, the sort of ideas they're coming up with, I think it's going to be really valuable to get staff and students together, because we can learn so much from our students. They learn from us every day, but actually, I think sometimes we need to take a step back and let them take that lead in learning, because they've got some great ideas about the world around them.
I think, and also using it as an opportunity for them to challenge what we think and why maybe things happen in the world that it does, but also for us to challenge their thinking. So it becomes that shared learning experience. I think what I'm really looking forward to and quite excited about actually is the variety of topics that the students and the staff really want to talk about. So some people wanting to talk about their gap year abroad and traveling around. Some people wanting to talk about fundamental things within teaching that they think is really impactful for our young learners. Even things like, is there such thing as a naughty child? I think it's just going to be great, great ideas, great sharing, great debates, great discussion, and real challenge from all of those involved. So what I would say is, bear with us. It is a learning experience for us as well, but we are really excited to be sharing this and getting our community's voice out there to really share what's important to them.
And I think it's, again, about introducing our students to the world, but from their eyes as well, and kind of taking on board some of those really important things they've got to share. And as Gemma said, we are getting used to this. This is a whole new technical side for me.
Learning, always learning.
Always learning. But it is just really, really exciting. We are so excited. We can't quite contain it. And we just really look forward to some of the amazing things that we know are going to come from all of you that are listening, and student staff and those involved. So thank you in advance for everything you guys contribute, because we are, as I said, really, really excited.
And thank you to Gemma for setting this up and getting us going. And we look forward to you listening very, very soon. Bye for now.
Thank you.